Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
We're on from 1 until 4 every day with the podcast after 4 o'clock on the iHeartRadio app or on the KFI website, and it's called John and Ken On Demand. So you could listen to us in a continuous loop for the rest of your day.
How about that? Well, we're going to update you whenever we can about the high-altitude object that was shot down near Alaska today. It was not similar in size to the Chinese surveillance balloon. It's being described as the size of a small car. We understand they may have retrieved the object, but we have not learned anything new, at least from the stories I'm reading. It was roughly 40,000 feet over Alaska. They said it posed a reasonable threat to civilian air traffic, and the decision this time was made quickly to shoot it down. An F-22 did do that a few hours ago. So there's your update on the flying object over Alaska.
Now, we are going to talk now to Gloria Allred. She is representing two members of Helena Hutchins' family. Helena Hutchins was the cinematographer who was shot and killed by Alec Baldwin on the set of Baldwin's movie Rust. You're probably very familiar with that story. While a settlement was made with Hutchins' husband, who was representing himself and his son, there are other Hutchins family members who lived in Ukraine, and they have Gloria Allred's company.
This would be her parents and sister, yeah.
Yeah. So let's get Gloria on.
Hi, good afternoon, John and Ken.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Fine, thank you, and thank you for inviting me.
So the family members who are filing this lawsuit, they live in Ukraine?
They all do, and they live near Kyiv in Ukraine, which obviously is a war zone.
Yeah, and how did they learn of you? How did they contact you all the way from Ukraine?
Well, all I can tell you is we represent them. They did contact us. I'm in this case along with my wonderful co-counsel, John Carpenter, and we are honored to represent them. The mother is Olga Solovey, and I also represent the sister, Helena's younger sister, Svetlana Zemko, and her father, Anatoly. They want the truth, and they want justice, and that's why we have filed a civil lawsuit for them yesterday to obtain that.
And what is the specific claim that they're making against Baldwin?
Well, the theories of the case are battery, intentional infliction of emotional distress, and negligence, and also loss of consortium. Now, loss of consortium means that they had a mutually dependent relationship with Helena, may she rest in peace, and that, you know, that was an emotional relationship, physical relationship, and a financial dependency as well. And so under New Mexico law, they are permitted to sue for loss of consortium. That's what we're doing. The case we did file is in Los Angeles County, in the same way that we filed our case for Mamie Mitchell, who was the script supervisor and who was standing close to Helena when Helena was shot and killed by Alec Baldwin. And that case is still pending. And even though the incident occurred in New Mexico, we have been permitted to proceed with that case.
And I'm sure you're claiming, like many others are, there wasn't a lot of safety regards on the set of this movie.
Well, that's exactly right. And in our lawsuit, we allege that there were numerous violations of the safety protocol. For example, that live ammunition was allowed on the set, despite the fact that live ammunition is never to be used nor brought onto any studio lot or stage. And that we also allege that Mr. Baldwin, and this is in the lawsuit, intentionally, without just cause or excuse, cocked and fired the loaded gun, even though the upcoming scene to be filmed did not call for the cocking and firing of any firearm. And that he fired the gun towards individuals, including Ms. Hutchins, even though the protocol was not to do so. And against industry protocols, the loaded gun was handed to Mr. Baldwin by the assistant director, David Halls, and not as required to be handed to him by the armorer, Hannah Gutierrez Reed, and that guns are never to be handed to any actor by anyone other than the armorer. And the lawsuit also alleges that Mr. Baldwin, being an industry veteran, knew that the gun in question should not have been handed to him by the assistant director, and that he knew that he could not rely upon any representation by the assistant director that it was, quote, a cold gun, end quote, and was safe to use.
Yeah, he's liable.
There are many other allegations involving safety protocols. For example, that we allege that Alec Baldwin failed to check the gun himself to see if the firearm was loaded before cocking and firing it, and that that he should have checked the gun himself and not relied on any representation that Mr. Halls or anyone else made about the gun being a cold gun.
Now, you know, he's publicly selling the idea that he didn't even pull the trigger. But from what I understand, listening to gun experts,
apparently that is an allegation that he has made. Reportedly, the FBI forensic lab did do a test, and then the results were released, and that they're alleging that, in fact, the trigger was pulled. And but whether it was or not, you know, the point is that he held the gun that had the live bullet that shot and killed Helena. And so that's very important. And the preliminary hearing in the criminal case is going to be held 2 weeks from today. And, you know, I think that there is sufficient evidence, at least from what I have been able to learn, discover, and see, and has been reported in the media, to say that there's sufficient evidence to at least hold a trial, and that'll be the purpose of the preliminary hearing to decide that. He is entitled, of course, to a presumption of innocence unless and until he is proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. And I'm not going to say what a jury could do, should do, but all I can say is, you know, I'm satisfied that it was right to charge him with involuntary manslaughter.
Do you think this will move forward before the criminal trial, or?
Well, our civil case civil cases always take a long time. For example, we're still litigating Ms. Mitchell's case. You know, many efforts have been made by Mr. Baldwin to defeat our claims or, you know, have them dismissed. For example, he tried to defeat our claim for punitive damages to punish, you know, Mr. Baldwin for what he did or failed to do or both. And we were successful in prevailing on that. So they do take a long time. Criminal cases move at a faster pace. Whatever happens, though, John and Ken, with the criminal case, we are proceeding with our civil lawsuit. The mother of Helena Hutchins is absolutely devastated. She had a very close relationship with Helena. And in fact, she was going to do a video for us, but every time, you know, she tried to speak about it, she was in tears and couldn't even speak about it. So that's the impact on her and, you know, about the loss of her daughter. And of course, she hoped to one day, and Helena hoped and planned one day, that her family could come from Ukraine and, you know, have a relationship with her and Matt and Andros, Olga's grandchild. And that now is never going to happen. We're still hoping that, you know, Olga will be able to come to the United States. She's, by the way, she's an emergency operating room nurse in a hospital in Ukraine where she's caring for those who've been hurt in the battle, you know, Putin's war in Ukraine. But she still hopes to be able to come to the United States and, you know, even for a visit, to be able to be with Andrews, her grandson, and Matt. She thinks of Matt as her son as well and loves them both very much.
All right. Thank you very much, Gloria, for coming on and telling the story there for the family. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's Gloria Allred representing the parents and sister of Helena Hutchins, who, of course, was shot to death on the set of that movie Rust by Alec Baldwin. Anything that can drain that man's bank account.
Yeah.
It's okay with us. All right, you have a chance at $1,000 next. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app. I feel like today a lot of people are getting sick again. I've run into several people with colds. That's all they say. I have a cold. I'm testing negative for COVID. I just have a cold. There's also reports that a nasty stomach flu is hitting the Midwest.
Yeah.
That's the worst, the stomach flu.
Yeah, I think...
you start going down the vomit diarrhea road.
Our producer, Ray, is...
Yeah, he says he's got something.
Or he's faking something. I don't know.
He says he's testing negative for COVID. Because I said, you have COVID-3?
Yeah, that would be three for him, right?
He claims not, but he is under the weather. Anyway, they never run out of ideas in Sacramento to grab more money from you. So the latest is Assembly Bill 251. It's about a study. A study that will figure out whether or not we should now make you pay for your car registration, not based on your car's value. So obviously, over time, as your car decreases in value, your fee drops, but your car's weight. So they want to go after the heavy car, SUV, truck people by charging by vehicle weight rather than vehicle value. According to the bill's text, we want to analyze the relationship between vehicle weight and vulnerable road user injuries and fatalities.
Oh, let's see. So if you drive a truck or an SUV, you're causing the roads to crumble and you're killing
people. You could kill people,
you're
right?
Killing people with your big SUV just because of the road crumbling you leave behind.
Well, you told me that was the reason SUV sales took off. A lot of people feel safer in them. Like, and they like being up high.
If you're up high and you're in a big, heavy vehicle, if you have airbags, it's really hard for you to die in a crash.
Yeah, it's the only problem with those cars sometimes is the rollover problem because you have a higher profile. You could roll over.
Yes, that's true. So you stay off the out of the passes.
Right.
During high winds. But
according to this assemblyman behind this, we know there are studies suggesting fatality rates can be higher for crashes involving heavier vehicles, especially models weighing several thousand pounds. So now they do this in other states. There are several states that do make you pay a registration fee based on the weight of your car instead of the value of your car. How this pans out per person and how much it would be. My problem is someone I heard this morning said, well, it's because there's more and more electric vehicles selling in California and they don't pay gas taxes. Right? Obviously, they don't. What is it? I think it's a $100 fee if you have an EV. It's supposed to replace the gas tax.
It's something minor. Except, and this
so
is...
they're just trying to find more money, which they don't use anyway to fix the roads.
No, the biggest theft, and this has gone on for more than 20 years, is your gas taxes, which do not go to fix the roads. They're supposed to, but you don't see roads getting fixed, do you? And right now, this is a great test year because there are so many potholes on the freeways and on the main arteries, the boulevards. This is the worst condition I've seen the roads in ever since I moved out here.
Oh, especially with those rains we had last month. Yeah. We just added tons of potholes.
Right. So we'll wait another, maybe 6 weeks, and the rainy season will be more or less over. And then they got to start filling these potholes up. It's really bad. I mean, your whole car frame is going to shatter going over some of these things. I should call Tracy Park about this.
Oh, yeah? You found a big one?
Well, it's an endless series of big ones along Sunset Boulevard, heading west towards Santa Monica, along the right lane, right along where the curb is. It's an endless rough ride. It's beyond potholes.
But this is before even the rains?
Before even the rains, and now it's much worse.
Yeah. And Sunset Boulevard can be very windy.
Yeah. And, you know, by nature on Sunset Boulevard, because of all the drunks and the coke addicts that drive at night, you don't want to drive in the left lane.
Right.
Right? Because you're going to take an oncoming crash head on. So you want to drive in the right lane. But the right lane, it's like roads in Iraq. It's so rough and bumpy.
Right.
And you feel like your wheels are going to go flying off. You're going to bend your axles. This is such a third world country. And I've been to third world countries. It's actually worse than a third world country.
They also have another idea to give people $2,000 to get rid of their gas car and get an electric vehicle. $2,000.
Yeah, did you see the details on that? It's about converting your gas-powered car into an electric car.
I didn't understand that. You can do that?
I had to read it three times.
Taking your existing car and having it be put a battery in it and take out the gas engine?
Because they admit that electric vehicles are too expensive for most working class people. So you can convert your gas-powered vehicle with it can be converted with an aftermarket package.
Really? What does that cost?
$14,000.
And they're going to give you $2,000?
They're going to give you
$2,000. The conversion could cost as little as $14,000. That's like the starting price, right?
Right. Right, for the base, and who knows if the cheapest one works.
I know. But they also mentioned later on in the article that, you know, you can get a used electric car. You don't have to go with the high price for a brand new electric car. There are used cars that can be in the $40,000 range.
How about you shut up and get out of my life? Okay. Don't tell me what to buy. I don't want your suggestions. Well, you know, you can get this aftermarket package and convert it to an electric. I don't want to. Well, you know, you can buy a used electric. I don't want to.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640 live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
Out of here, you communist jerk.
How about that? And of course, you can check out the show if you miss it live on the iHeartRadio app or, of course, at KFIAM640.com with the podcast. John and Ken on demand, as a matter of fact. I'm going to be talking to the mayor of Laguna Beach after the news at 3 o'clock. A really weird and disturbing story. The city manager's home was smeared with feces and or some type of sewage.
Mm.
What could that be about?
You know, we've had more stories over the last few years that involve feces.
I think we look for them.
They never used to be available. And now this.
I wonder if there's got to be, maybe you think surveillance?
The feces was on the house, the front yard, the mailbox, the planters, the stairs, the walkway.
That's not a good thing to wake up to. You go out, you know, to the front door for a walk in the morning and holy crap.
Well, all right.
Literally.
So anyway, we're going to talk to the mayor. I mean, he didn't get the feces. It was the city manager.
No, he's what he's.
We're going to talk about Bob Whalen. We'll talk.
Shock and oddness of this. Then the moist line. Two rounds coming our way in the big 3 o'clock hour. We have covered this story several times now on the show. It is the death of an Orange County public defender by the name of Elliot Blair, who went to Mexico with his wife to celebrate their first wedding anniversary, and he did not return home alive. He was found dead, apparently went off a balcony at the hotel they were staying at about 1 a.m. It was a three-story hotel walkway that he plunged from, or at least his body was found at the bottom. and it appears he came off of that balcony. The family didn't like the response from Mexican police, who said, we think he got drunk and fell. You guys were out celebrating your anniversary. He probably had way too much to drink. He got confused out there, and he fell over the railing and plunged to his death. Kimberly Williams is the wife. She does not believe this. And what they've really gone is public with a media show. In fact, there's a photo. They actually had T-shirts made up, Justice for Elliot Blair. The wife, Kimberly, is also a public defender. They had their own, and there was also a problem with the body because Mexican officials were saying, well, let's just cremate it. But
it absolutely looks like that somebody connected with the Mexican police killed him, and then they twisted themselves trying to cover it up,
right,
and make the evidence, which would be his body, disappear because they wanted to cremate it. And
Go away.
Yeah, because they got stopped on the way back to the hotel.
The old shakedown.
Yeah, the officers claimed he rolled through a stop sign, and they wanted cash. And he offered to go to the police station and pay the fine with a credit card and get a receipt. The officers wanted cash, so they gave him $160, but that's less than the officers were demanding. And I don't know if they were pissed off they didn't get the money they wanted, they didn't like his attitude, if he said something. But I think they tracked him down at the hotel.
Well, they told him where they were staying. So, yeah, they told the cops where we're staying. So that would have been easy to track down. Now, they're not implicating the police in the death of Blair, but they want to make it clear that something isn't right here.
Well, unless the cops hired somebody to do this. He had 40 fractures to the back of his skull.
Just because they were angry they didn't get more money from them? Now, he apparently spoke fluent Spanish. Blair did. And so he spoke to the officers, and I guess he negotiated this, saying, we'll just give you a cash we have. They apparently wanted a lot more money than that.
And the other ridiculous claim, that he was in the hotel hallway shooing pigeons in his underwear, and then he somehow tumbles over the balcony.
Because, quote, he had too much to drink, and you know what can happen then. Your balance isn't very good. Now, a Mexican autopsy has revealed that they think, from this autopsy, he had been dragged. So that sounds more like somebody knocked him out and then pulled him over and threw him over the balcony, because he also had a whole bunch of 40 fractures to the back of his skull.
Yeah, he had like these friction abrasions that you get if you get dragged along the ground.
Now, can you get 40 fractures if you jump or fall from a third-story balcony? That many? I guess you could.
I haven't done that.
Yeah.
But
he had a blood alcohol level of 0.10.
Which isn't that terrible.
Our limit is 0.08 in California.
Yeah, to drive. But 0.10 doesn't mean you're jumping off balconies.
Right. And again, his wife apparently went to bed, so she did not hear or witness whatever this was that happened until they knocked at the door and told her, we think your boyfriend went over the balcony here. And that's when she looked down and saw his body.
Also, the police at the scene had told her that there was a bullet in his head and then recanted it.
After the autopsy.
Right. So there's too many stupid stories here.
There is.
There's pigeon stories. There's bullet in the head stories.
Nothing consistent here, right.
Right. They got shaken down for $160.
Now.
They want to cremate the body.
I mean, if the police had nothing to do with this, boy, that's a really bad night of luck. First you run into the police who shake you down, and then somebody does you wrong at the hotel off the balcony.
Yeah, well,
if it's not the police, then who is it that you also ran into?
That's the risk.
This doesn't make people confident to travel to certain parts of that country.
Yeah, this is the risk you take when you go to Mexico. That's the number one thing I'm afraid of. I have spent very little time in Mexico, and I have never driven around.
Well, Deborah Mark got back with her COVID.
I did. And I'm going to be going to Cabo again at the end of the year.
You don't drive around the country.
Oh God, no.
No. Because those because I
yeah, right.
No, because I have gone to those all-inclusive resorts.
Yeah.
Where you never have to leave.
Yeah, that's what I did, and that's what I'm going to do again.
You sit on the beach or something?
Yeah, exactly. That's all you do.
And you drink
a lot. Sightseeing then.
No. I've been to Cabo before, so I've seen all the sights. So it's just nice to just veg out.
But you wouldn't go driving.
You drink?
Yeah, I have an occasional cocktail.
Because I'm trying to think of what you do.
You just hang out. You know, I read.
Are there tennis courts? Anything to do? I mean, golf?
He doesn't think you can. There's anything you do.
Well, when I go to an all-inclusive, I basically just hang out on the beach and walk and exercise and
check my Facebook
and get and go to the spa.
Oh, I forgot about the spa. Cucumbers on my eyes.
That's right. There's mud baths to do.
All right, take John with you sometime. He enjoys those activities.
Yeah, I'm a guy who likes to sit
ball
around.
Game.
I know. Let's do a John and Ken show spa vacation.
Oh, yeah, no.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Sure, we can all go in the hot tub together.
Well, no, we wouldn't
do
that.
We're going to Cabo?
Huh?
We're going to Cabo?
Yeah, you want to jump in the hot tub with us?
No.
I mean, yeah, we're going to Cabo.
No, we're not going to do that.
He woke up.
Yeah.
We're going to Cabo.
You can go back to sleep.
An all paid for vacation.
Yeah, that's right. Deborah's paying.
No,
so.
John and Ken are paying.
All right, coming up after 3 o'clock, the Laguna Beach city manager's home was vandalized with, feces. We're going to talk to the Laguna Beach mayor. After the news at 3 o'clock, John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere. Yeah, we continue to track the object in the sky that was shot down over Alaska, Canada. Today, by the U.S. military, Defense Department officials said they wanted to shoot it down during the daytime because there's a lot less hours of sunlight in the far north and make it easier to spot for a fast-moving jet, which did shoot it down. We do not know exactly what it was yet, except we're understand it is not a spy balloon. It could be a spy object, but they're saying it was not a balloon. About the size of a small car. It was targeted about 10 miles off the northern coast of Alaska. But they actually got permission from the John's favorite weenie, the Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, just because this was also near Canada. They wanted to make sure it was okay with them.
Oh, no. They're going to use a gun? They're not going to use a gun, are they?
They use something bigger than a gun. I'm going to have a missile, I guess.
So how is this thing powered? We don't know, huh?
We don't.
This wasn't a balloon. How are they motoring across?
We understand they retrieved whatever it is. Well, you can make a small craft that can fly, you know, like any other.
Yeah, but something's got to power it. I wondered.
A tiny jet, a tiny. Yeah, a tiny engine.
How it was being controlled.
I mean, I keep thinking of a Prius when I hear a small car. So
it was a flying Prius.
A flying Prius. Well, that would be Justin Trudeau's.
Yeah, that would be a Canadian jet.
Yeah, they used an AIM-9X, an AIM-9X, the same type of aircraft and missile used to shoot down the Chinese balloon last weekend. So that's what they used with an F-22 fighter jet took out. We understand that they have gone to retrieve the object, but we do not know anything else about it.
That would be something if it was China again. If this was their... F-U.
Another attempt?
Yeah, right.
All right, so they got our balloon. Try this thing, whatever it is.
Yeah, we're not backing down.
This slow-moving little...
I read it. I saw a headline. I didn't get a chance to read the story, but the headline was, "Has Joe Biden missed the start of World War III?"
Is that right?
That's
because
right.
China's,
because there's already stuff going on.
I told you,
on.
There's that general that says they're going to use the 24 elections to maybe to invade Taiwan, and they're trying to see what we might do.
Yeah, and I read that Germany is thinking of drafting to rebuild its army.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You want that?
Oh, that's verboten all these years because
right.
of World War II.
It's like a German draft. Because, well, they're worried about the Russians, you know, if they eventually... blow through Ukraine. What's next?
Yeah, I just saw that nominated movie, All Quiet on the Western Front, which is actually a remake, but it's nominated for Best Picture. And it's like, oh, yeah, the Germans, World War One. Ah, the Germans, World War Two.
Yeah.
No wonder they decided after being decimated, they were going to stand down militarily.
No way they're sitting out World War Three, though.
We're not going to let them, right?
No, you got it. They'll jump in.
Yikes. All right, now we're going to turn to a very unusual case. I had never heard of this before. In fact, it was so rare that when the defense wanted to bring it up in this trial, the prosecution's like, what? It was a husband who apparently was caught driving with a blood alcohol content of 0.11%. Now, again, California's blood alcohol content, if you're over 0.8, you're considered legally drunk and you can't be behind the wheel. He was caught in Mendocino County. And they charged him. This man is 60 years old from Ukiah. This actually went to trial. And after 4 days, the jury found the man not guilty of driving a motor vehicle under the influence of alcohol, not guilty of driving a motor vehicle with a blood alcohol of 0.08 or greater. The defense's argument was something called the law of necessity. And the reason for that is because he had just caught his wife cheating on him. Wow. Driving was necessary to allow him to escape two angry women.
Some news story got it backwards. I heard, and read in another news story, she was cheating on him.
Yeah, no, yeah, the updated story is that he was cheating on her.
Oh, okay.
The man's wife caught him cheating, so not only would, I guess, maybe the woman he was with didn't know he was married, now they're both mad at him. So he needed to hightail it out of there. You're right, I saw a story this morning where I thought the woman was cheating.
With another woman.
With another woman, it right. made it sound like, right.
Right, because...
ran off because he might kill them both. He's so angry, but it's not. It appears to be cheated on her.
I see.
And he drove off drunk and a little... because maybe they were going to...
Less sympathy for this guy now. But he actually convinced a jury that this was a good defense for drunk driving?
Because he could have avoided a very deadly situation, either for himself or for the women if they attacked him. I don't know whether or not, you know, this is a more rural area. There were guns in the house, and he decided, I got to get out of here before this gets really ugly.
The necessity defense. He had to prove that he acted in an emergency to prevent significant bodily harm or evil to himself. Evil?
Evil.
Or someone else. And that other people have deemed it necessary, too. So I guess there was so much rage and fire coming out of the wife. It was the best thing he feared
this could get ugly and she could kill me. She could kill my lover. I got to go. I don't know what happened to the woman he was cheating with, but he also must prove that there was no adequate legal alternative and that his driving with a blood alcohol level greater than 0.08 did not create a greater danger than the one he avoided, which again could have been bloodshed over the cheating.
Who knew there was this loophole? So you get pulled over for drunken driving, you can claim that my wife was enraged and coming at me with a knife.
So what other excuses can you come up with?
As a reason to cheat and get away with it. Really.
Or to get out of this getting busted for DUI.
Wow.
I wonder if he got pulled over if he said that to the cops. Well, I just ran away from a situation where I could have been killed. Oh, so I just had to take the fastest route possible, which is to drive my car away.
You know, Tiger Woods could have used this about 15 years ago.
Went after him with the golf club.
That's right. Might have been a situation like that.
Yeah. He could have been badly hurt.
What happened?
Now, you're talking about the first time he crashed a car, not the second time.
Yeah, the first time.
Yes.
Like 2009, I think it was.
Elin was her name?
Yeah.
Elin Nordegren?
With the golf club?
Right. She came out with the golf club and was smashing his car. And
what happened?
That's Tiger's mom.
That is her there.
Really? Exactly. Is.
The defendant had to prove he did not substantially contribute to the emergency.
I think he did.
Well, he did because he was cheating and somehow she caught him and freaked out.
How many guys were on this jury?
I wonder who testified and what kind of
this is like
stories.
This is like jury nullification.
It is. So you have to think about that now, this legal necessity.
There was no sympathy for the wife, huh?
No.
Somehow she ended up being the bad guy here.
Well, I mean, she was probably glad he got caught driving drunk and probably would have faced punishment.
I mean, the jury decided, I don't know if they took a look at her and said, yeah, I could see that.
I know, and it says here that they presented two angry women. So
two angry
the
women.
Lover was mad. Yeah, probably
maybe the woman's mother.
That's why, John, you thought that the wife was having the affair with another woman.
Right. Because that's what I saw.
There was a story this morning, Deborah, that didn't sound that way because I even wrote it up that way this morning. I thought that's what it was. Right, but it looks like it's been corrected later and to make it clear.
What
that
a complicated
it is.
Life. I mean,
and it usually, not always, but it's often the husband cheating on the wife.
Yeah.
But you occasionally get a marriage where the wife cheats on the husband with another woman. That's unique. That's right. Well, the prosecution tried to say, you can't use this. It's never been used in a situation like this. But the judge said, let's throw it in there. And the jury took it.
All right. Make of that jury. Must have been interesting. I'm guessing it's majority guys.
Gee, you think?
All right, we're coming up on the witching hour, which means the last hour of the show on a Friday is the moist line, people. But right before that, we're going to talk to the mayor of Laguna Beach. Apparently, the police there are investigating feces being smeared on and around the city manager's home. Very strange story. We'll see what the mayor of Laguna Beach, Bob Whalen, can tell us. Sean and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.